Good morning, CCB women.
Good morning.
Oh, man. Wait, and we have one gentleman who's joined us today. He just heard breakfast and showed up. Now, that's a man for you. Now, you do realize you get picked on if you're in here, right?
Yep, I understand.
Okay, he gets it. Okay. Please place your meal tickets in front of you so that the person who's serving can collect them. Is there anybody here who is its first breakfast and first women's breakfast? Anybody new?
Well, I'm not new, but it's my first.
All right. Oh, wonderful. Good. I think this is the largest amount we've ever had, so it's really great. Yeah. All right. One of the things we learned from the list, and if you're not on the women's list, please consider joining us. It's not a high traffic list unless we get on a hot topic. Then
weight loss.
Then we know how to talk. Yeah. So if you want to get on the list, you can either... I promise you're going to be able to talk all you want. Just give me 1 minute. 1 minute. Isn't it hard to get a room and women quiet? No. Okay. Can anyone tell me how many tables we have?
Five?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Five tables. Okay. One of the things people ask for on the list is an opportunity to just meet each other at breakfast rather than have a presentation. We came up with table topics. I want to thank Susan Glass, Linda Perrell, and Teddy Rimhild, our little committee who helped us with table topics. So what I'm going to do is give each table a topic, and you can... How difficult is it to be quiet for 1 minute? Yes? Yes? I'm sorry? The gentleman was looking for you, Leslie, because you had ordered a different breakfast, correct? Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm going to move forward. So I'm going to give you each a topic, and you can either use... Should I use my New York voice? Would that make a difference?
Oh, yeah, put the accent in it, too.
Shut the... right? That didn't work either. Okay, here we go. So I'm going to give you each a topic. You can turn the topic around a little bit, whatever works for your table. The purpose is for you to get to know each other better. So who's going to be table one? Just decide. All right. Who's that? Who is that? Thank you, Debbie. Okay. Table one, here's your topic. If you could give up one of your responsibilities in life, what would it be and who would you give it to? Okay, don't start quite yet. Okay, who wants to be table two? All right, who is that, please?
Debbie.
Okay. Debbie, here's your topic. What would you do differently if you knew nobody would judge you? And at the end, I'll tell you what mine is. Okay. Okay, who's going to be table three?
I guess we can. Let's go.
All right, Pam. Okay. Here it goes. If you were forced to eliminate every physical possession from your life, with the exception of what could fit into one single backpack, what would you put in it? Okay, number four, who's table four? All right, Linda. Which activities make you lose track of time? Now, we do have a man in the room.
Sex, I'll say it.
There's two men in the room, so we have to be our sir.
No. Okay. And table five. And who is, give me one name there, please. Hey, Alice. Good. Okay, let's see. Okay, if you could invite anyone in history to dinner, who would it be and what questions would you ask them? Got it? Okay, and then the last 15 minutes, we'll just come back and you can just let us know what interesting things happened at your table. Okay, thanks everybody. Have a good time. Hello, everyone. Okay, so here's the important thing. Did you have fun?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. And did you learn something about people at your table, even things you didn't want to know?
Yes.
All right, let's start with Alice's table. Would someone like to tell us what we learned at that table? Oh, wait, you need a mic over there. I'm sorry. How can we pass?
Okay, so first of all, you gave us like the academic one, so we had to have at least a cup and a half of coffee before we could talk about it. But different people came up as far as discussion, as far as some of the names that came up. Amelia Earhart, Judas, Eleanor Roosevelt. Well, the questions varied. So what we did was, our question. I gotcha. Thanks so much. So our question was, who in history would you want to have a conversation with and what question would you ask? So that's where some of the people that came up was Amelia Earhart. And I won't go into the questions because that will take too much time. Judas, which was an interesting one. Also, Eleanor Roosevelt, Helen Keller. Am I missing anyone? Oh, and Anne Frank. Yeah. So we had a lot of good conversation about. And then what we thought is that the best thing is that if we had them all over for dinner and had them all in the room at the same time, that would actually make it even more interesting.
Oh, wow, that's great. Oh, I had another one. Thank you, though. You can pass it.
I'll run it.
To your left hand. Is that Debbie over there? Okay, Debbie's table. I think I hear Leslie over there. Yeah, okay. Just remind the group of your question.
Yes, I am going to give the question. Our table topic was, what would you do if you knew that you wouldn't be judged? Okay, before I answer this, I just wanted to say what I thought table topics was. And you guys are all going to laugh, so I have to tell you. I thought we were all going to have an individual question like they do in Toastmasters, so everybody would be on the spot, stand up and start speaking. And I bet there may have been a few people that may have felt the same thing, especially old Toastmasters. Yes, anyway, some of the things that we said
the
question was, what would, I thought I said that in the beginning, but I'm sorry. What would you do if you knew that nobody would judge you? You could do anything in the world, you know, and no one is going to judge you. Of course, there was a lot of, I'd have dessert, you know, all the time. all of us wanted a driver, you know, and people wouldn't say, well, you should go on your own sometimes, that kind of thing. One member of our table said she would homeschool her daughter, you know, and people wouldn't say, well, gee, you know, she needs socialization. Why do you need to homeschool? Those kinds of things. And Gloria wants to get rid of somebody, you guys. And you guys, I don't know who it is. She didn't tell us, but it's another woman.
We love this honesty.
So there are two people in this room that are safe, the two men. So we all really have to watch our backs while we're here. And also I would spend as much money as I wanted on technology. I would get one of those cars when they come out. Even if she has to mortgage her house, sell her adult children and grandchildren and whatever else. Now, and I wanted to share with you what I said, and this is real serious. I wish Judy Wilkinson was here because she used to be the president of the OCB alumni. And I had gone to the Orientation Center in 1972, and I hear about all the good things that they do now that we didn't do. I think, though, we had a lot of things that they didn't, mainly respect. You know, a lot of that isn't there anymore. Yeah, it isn't in the world. But anyway, if the Orientation Center came out and reached out to us and said, okay, you can have 2 weeks to come up here and we'll teach you, we'll help you brush up on anything you want. That's what I would do. And I wouldn't care what people said, oh, you've been there before, and oh, you've lived on your own for so many years. But, you know, we could all use some brushing up, individual customized brushing up. So anyway, I was a little bit long, but I wanted to cover everything, and thank you all for listening.
Vida. Attenzione. Okay. Well, you know, it turned out that our table topic might have had the shortest legs. So, you know, we toyed around with it. We came up with, our table topic was, what things make you lose track of time? What activities make you lose? Well, you know, we couldn't get too personal. So we did. Well, you know. Especially when there are batteries involved, you know, things like that. So there you go. You got what you came for now. So So the only batteries that here were in the Victor Reader stream and the other, you know. So. Anyway, okay. So we had, you know, the usual suspects of activities that make you lose track of time, like reading, gardening, yoga, you know, grandchildren. The list goes on of wonderful, nourishing things. So we decided to we decided to turn the topic on its head and say what things go so slowly that, you know, you just wish that it would end and it never ends. And the two hot topics there were doctor's appointments and waiting for paratransit. And, you know, the conversation ebbed and flowed. Sometimes we just talked to our seat neighbors. And the final stab at the topic was distractions. And what did we come up with for that? Yeah, what? yeah, no. Yeah. Anyway, so we took the topic about as far as it would go. Thanks.
Oh, hang on. I'm getting it to her. Teddy.
This is table one, and I'm Teddy Remhild. And our question was, what responsibility would you give up, and who would you give it to? So it turns out that we have a table full of really warm, kind-hearted, loving, giving women who let people move in on them and never leave again. Some of those people are family members, and who don't pay rent, by the way. And some of them are just kind, just friends that you feel your heart goes out to because of the current need in our economy, et cetera, et cetera. So we had the lengthy discussion on taking care of yourself, lady and gentleman. People who move into husband's man cave. And he can't get to it except on Thursdays, the man, the real man. So we kind of gave each other good advice, but I think life will go on as it is currently going on, because people are who they are and people do what they do, and we're those kind of women at my table. Thank you.
Here's the hot mic.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, here's our table. If we were forced to put everything in our life into one backpack, what would we put in there? We got into a good discussion. Turns out we have some very practical people. Absolutely needed their toilet paper, their Lysol, their underwear, their water, you know. But the one man at our table, no, don't worry, it's clean. Okay. Well, what he said was clean. I'm not sure what he was thinking. He said, what about medication and your personal documents? Hello. that we had some good ones. Someone said they wanted their skillet, not because they wanted to cook, but because they like to eat. And then we know who this was, put a whole piano in her backpack. Piano in there. But our backpacks revolved, okay? They had two wheels, and then they started to have four wheels. They have six wheels. Oh, and then we decided we'd let somebody else take it for us. I mean, they evolved. Oh yeah, and then our dogs had their own backpacks. Of course, they had to have their own. What am I missing, guys? All of our debit cards, of course. And then there's a few of us that absolutely had to have our cell phones, computer, the Victor Stream, you know, the important things, except, and I'm going to name names here, except for Donna and Debbie, because they had to have their dinosaur phones. So we had fun, and then it got into serious conversation about earthquakes and 9/11 and things that we experienced at that time, because truthfully, that's when you think about, what am I really going to take with me? So it was, I thought it was really good. It was really good to think about, and most of us at this table do not have an earthquake bag set up. So I think that's our job, is to get our earthquake bags together. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. If you are not on the women's list and you're interested, please let someone know who is on the list, who will get to me, and we can put you on it. Start thinking about what we want to do in April. We do have programs during the year as well. We usually get small committees together who put together programs, and we've had some really powerful ones, actually. Yeah. Oh, because nobody ever can spell it, though. That's the problem. Yes. Is it women related? Oh! The women's group is really a group. This is interesting. It's not an affiliate. We do not have a board and make do elections. And we get together once a year to have fun, and we get together on the list. We also get together on the phone and have just programs. We come up with an idea, and people get on the phone and talk. And we've had some pretty serious conversations. What I really appreciate about this group is we do tend to keep things to ourselves. I could be wrong, but I don't tend to hear things that we've talked about on the list anywhere else. I don't hear things that people have said in our programs anywhere else. So I'm so thankful we have a group like that that cares and is respectful of other women's thoughts and ideas. Yes, Pam.
Hang on.
After Pam makes her announcement, can we go around and say who's in the room?
Okay, I'm Christy Crespin. Here's Pam.
Well, I'm Pam Pology, but before I pass it on, I'm going to go ahead and make my announcement, if you don't mind. As a lot of you have heard in the hospitality room, this time, we're not allowed to serve alcohol, but I want to let you know that the San Gabriel Valley chapter, of which I'm president currently, is hosting the hospitality room from 9 o'clock or 10, whenever things end, in the Warner Suite. It's on the third floor. Just as you get out of the elevator, you just go straight and follow the noise. And we're open until 1 a.m. We have trail mix, we have pretzels, we have Twinkies, we have sodas, we have water. We have, and it's very reasonably priced. And even though we can't serve alcohol, we don't have the liquid spirits. We have the spirit of family and friendship, and I invite you all to come join us. Thank you so much.
Yeah. My name is Bill Berry. Really? And. Yeah, actually.
Hi, I'm Nancy Younger from Riverside.
Debbie Berry from Van Nuys.
Gloria Broderick from Pasadena.
Amanda Winkler from Riverside.
Okay, while I'm walking over the table, I'm Charlene Ornelas, and I'm Guide Dog Users has a 50-50 raffle. We also have, we'll put in the plugs, and we have a total of three prizes, 50-50 will be first prize. Second prize is one of these shopping carts. They're fabric and have two wheels, and they're really great. And the third prize is going to be a set of folding headphones.
Good morning, ladies. This is Andrea Pitzenbarger from Orange County.
Good morning. This is Leslie Tom from Sacramento.
Hi, this is Gail Crossan from La Habra, Orange County.
Good morning. This is Adele Moeller from Vacaville, and I traveled here with Leslie.
Good morning. It's Alice McGrath from Sunnyvale, California.
It is.
Good morning. This is Diane Harms from San Jose, California, with my new guide dog, Morty. I've had him since May.
Good morning, everybody. Teddy Joy Remhild from beautiful downtown Burbank.
Annie Doyle and Kenneth from Encino.
Debbie Kessler from Lakewood and Orange County chapter. All
right, Katrina McCurdy from Bayview chapter, and I live in Newark, California.
Deborah Gossett from San Bernardino chapter.
Artis Bazin from Burbank. And if you like to get up early, tomorrow's a membership breakfast.
Hello, this is Kim Charlson from Boston, Massachusetts, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Coming over this back table.
Linda Madron from Bakersfield chapter.
Penny Valdivinos from Bakersfield, and Linda Purnell had to leave for resolution.
Marie Brown Palmieri from Covina, and I'm part of San Gabriel Valley.
Gail Miller, Yosemite Gateway Chapter, Merced.
Kathy Schmidt Whitaker, Diamond Bar, and the Orange County Chapter.
Okay. Debbie Cordero, San Gabriel.
Donna Pomeranz, Pasadena.
Tanya Williams, Yosemite Gateway, down in Merced, first timer.
I'm Pam Metz. Chatsworth, we live 4 miles up the street.
Michelle Burnett, Lakewood, Greater Lakewood Chapter.
Charles Register, Lakewood Chapter.
And you're the last one.
Thank you. And I'm Vita Zavali in San Leandro. I'm not going to tell you which chapter in Philly because there's too many. Right. It's just too much work. All right. Thank you all. We'll continue on the list. Make sure to see you all on the list. And again, if you're not on our list, please let a member know so that we can get you. Oh, someone came in late.
Yeah, they're sitting at a different table.
I'm getting it.
Hi, this is Tony Ames from Fresno, and I have to tell you that we have dozens and dozens of dog toys, Nylabones, Kongs, stuffed animals for those who dogs don't rip them up, and I need to see you, Vita. I've been looking for you. We have all kinds of stuff, so come to the guide dog booth and with your money. And I mean, I have literally 7 cartons of dog stuff, so.
Okay, please take the spirit that we have in here and bring it out to the convention. Women rule.